little resemblance to the ragged mounds which the forest, which were indeed the impenetrable remains of cities. Avebury and its suburbs could not, he assured himself, be so very different from other new towns of the Euro-African Federation. They stood so sanely, only requiring benevolent administration, above the southern forests which rolled away in great billows of oak and ash, netted by the lianas of ivy and bramble, pierced by no roads, and revealing no silver flash of water from the many little rivers. All problems down there were for the future, for the ecologists, planners and engineers, as soon as this policy of resettlement was plainly succeeding. What had done the most damage to this remnant of a once great people? Was it the exile or the return? At the end of the age of destruction, there had not been much more than 500,000 left alive, a mere handful to refuse uniform development when all the former nations of Europe and the shores of Mediterranean had huddled together in horror, determined to renounce in perpetuity their former nationalities and political systems. But the British had refused, and armed persuasion had to be used. It was discontinued when the supposed population had been reduced by half. The disease of primitive nationalism proved, however, ineradicable, and in the year 2002,